But in place of the royalty, we have Barry from YMCA has joined us. Morning, Barry. How are you?
Well, oh, Daz, you're a card, aren't you?
I'm getting in nice you're, and early.
You really need to be dealt with, hey?
Jeez, I tell you what.
I love that too. Good job.
Jeez, yeah. Nice. A bit of a dag yeah. need to be cut off as well.
Interesting.
Okay.
Good to see you, Baz. How's your weekend?
Oh, look, sensational. Weekends are always great. Monday mornings are always better, though, you know, being here with you two guys. It, just, it really sets me up for a great week. And obviously, last week, I was a bit depressed. I was a bit down, you know, a bit, what can I say, dark. I suppose.
What happened? Do you want to remind us?
I didn't see you two.
Oh, of course.
It was a public holiday.
It was.
Jackie came in and I listened to the podcast yesterday, actually.
Yes.
A bit boring, guys. You need to pick it up. Jackie was great, of course. But, you know, I think you two need to lift your act a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
But now, you're speaking about the internet this morning.
Noted. Speaking of the internet.
Speaking of the internet. Yes. I did notice yesterday, I don't know whether you guys did, a massive one-page ad in the Herald Sun by the NBN saying that they acknowledge that they're not doing things very well.
Wow.
About time they did. Because there's been a lot of issues with it, hasn't there? A lot of people are very unhappy.
They are unhappy. Mm. And they basically said, we're not getting the speeds that you want, so we're going to work on that. And the installations aren't going very well.
Ouch.
So we're going to work on that as well. So, you know, picking up on the internet theme that you've got going there this morning, I found that very interesting yesterday, and hopefully the NBN will pick up.
Do you kind of agree also, Barry, that's unfair on users that NBN gets installed and you've got to go via certain tiers? It just be NBN. I've got NBN. It should just be the number one speed and that's it. Why are we allowing for the providers to just put tiers in there and just charge at different levels? That's, for me, that's so unfair.
It's ridiculous. I was just thinking about this the other day, to be perfectly honest. It is ridiculous. It should be just one speed, and that's the fastest. Now,
that's right.
if we're a first world country, we need a good network, a good internet network, and it should be quick.
Yep.
No doubt about it. So I'm absolutely flabbergasted that we have that situation. And to get the fast speeds that seems like just about everywhere else in the world has got, including Rwanda,
that's right.
You know, that we've got to pay through the nose for it.
Yep.
Just ridiculous.
It's called the Australia tax.
Pretty much.
That's what it is.
Hey, great to have you join us again, as it is every Monday. Great to have you back in your seat again, the royal seat. What's been going on in your world? What's happening at the Y? We've also got a very special guest here to introduce this morning.
Just before we introduce Taylor, just a couple of little things that I wanted to talk about. One is, unfortunately, we've had to close Dubton Pool in the Park early. You know, if there was a hot day in the rest of this month, unfortunately, we won't be open. There's been massive issues that we've been working on all through the summer to keep the pool open, but we haven't been able to keep that going. And that's to do with the plant room, which, you know, turns the water over, keeps the water clean, keeps the chemical dosing right and things like that. And so we're going to have to do a lot of work together with the City of Casey. It's just no one's fault. It's an old pool. It's just reached its use-by date. So we're going to be doing some work over the winter to make sure that we're right for next summer. So, yeah, we're closed the rest of March, when its official closure was, and we'll be open start of December next year.
I think it's better to be safe, though. So I know if it was me that was going to go there and then I realised something was wrong, I think I'd rather not go there and know that you guys are doing, you know, the best thing for everybody.
Exactly right.
Flooring's looking good over here at Race.
Look, the flooring, as Jackie was saying last week, it is taking a lot of time, but it is coming along step by step by step. And, we're getting there. And as you've said a number of times, Daz, look, just please be patient with us. We're working or trying to do our best. City of Casey's trying to do their best. Matty Oli, who are the contractors, they're trying to do their best. So everyone's trying to do their best. It is a complex job. We're getting there very slowly.
Great. And it is, and when you see the progress, it is the best thing for the centre as well. So,
introduce
our very, very special guest, Taylor, who's from Endeavour Hills. I'll let you take over, Baz.
Yeah, look, Taylor's a newbie here on Extra Butter, and it's great to have Taylor here. Taylor's one of our up-and-coming little superstar gymnastics coaches. And as you can see, Cindy and Dave's got the Casey gymnastics top on there. But Taylor, welcome to Extra Butter.
Thank you so much for having me on here. First time, so I'm a little bit nervous.
You're fine.
All good. You won't get a word in with these two. It's fine.
That's okay.
Welcome to my life.
So, Taylor, you're here today to talk about a special program or a special event that we've got coming on, and it's a cross between wonderful and delicious.
Oh.
And it's called Wonderlish.
Oh.
Wonderless.
So we're wonderful and marvelous. Everything.
Oh, it's not wonderful and delicious. It's wonderful and marvelous. But it's an all abilities come and try day. Am I right, Taylor?
Yeah. So it's an open day for all abilities and all ages at Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre on March 25th. So that will be a combined Casey Gymnastics, so Berwick and Endeavour Hills. And we'd be putting on an open day for people that don't often get the opportunity to do gymnastics. So it's actually 1 in 5 people in Victoria living with a disability. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of why we're providing that opportunity. So it would be really good to have the exposure for Endeavour Hills and Berwick and the successful inclusion program that they have at the moment.
How long have you been in gymnastics for, Taylor?
I personally have been in gymnastics for quite a long time, just since I was little, doing gymnastics and then taking on coaching. But the successful inclusion program at Endeavour Hills and Berwick has started in 2013, and there's been a 800% increase since they have started that.
Wow, that is incredible.
We're going up and we want to stay up. So,
what do you love about your job?
Just like that I get to change people's lives, really. I get to see the impact that I make, not like everybody's day-to-day job, and it's always different. So just love helping people. And
so what's going to happen? It's next Saturday, am I right?
The coming Sunday, so the 25th of March.
Sorry, my apologies. Next Sunday. Okay. What's going to happen? What can people expect, and who do you want to come along?
So what we can expect is we are making a huge wonderland out of our gymnastics facility. We've got heaps of fun stuff to do, a massive circuit obstacle course that's totally facilitated by our coaches, so nothing to worry about there.
Yep.
And we just want everybody that, you know, additional needs, that needs to take this opportunity, that hasn't been involved in gymnastics before, that has been and just wants to give it a go. So it's a full free event. So just, come along.
Is it suitable for all ages?
All ages, all abilities. So, yeah.
This is fantastic. So I noticed something you just said. If you're a little bit apprehensive or it's not something that you've normally done before, don't be afraid. Come on down, because you guys will be there to support everyone and to show them what to do, which is really great. Is this on your Facebook page?
Sure is.
Certainly something that I'll be sharing around in my little circles. So that'll be great.
Now, something you may not know, but Endeavour Hills is well known in the gymnastics community for its inclusion program. Mm. So do you instruct in that program, Taylor?
I absolutely do. So I coach quite a few inclusion classes. I currently coach Miles Green, who's quite our superstar. He has been to the Special Olympics, so Victorian Championships, placed 2nd all around.
Wow.
Along with 2 of our other Casey gymnasts who also placed quite a few apparatus. And Miles and Christopher will be going to Nationals in April.
Oh, so congratulations really cool. to them both. And congratulations to you, coaching and mentoring for, you know, such an amazing event and achievement for them as well.
So there's quite a few of us that coach boys and all the classes, and it's a real team effort. So to be supported and have a great team that has the same goal is really, really good. So, yeah.
Sorry, Baz. What level did you get to, Taylor, when you were competing? Still competing now?
No, not competing now. So I did start in the elite program and go through to, I think, level 4 around there with heaps and heaps of hours until I decided, I need to live a little bit. So I took a break and then realized that gymnastics actually does mean quite a bit to me, and went back into the state program, went to state 8. So that's kind of where I finished, but I definitely kept involved through coaching and showing all my knowledge that way.
How lucky are you that you can make your hobby and your passion your job as well? There's not many people that get that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where gymnastics at the moment is going so broad and into so many different areas. So it's so good to have, you know, my love as my job.
So previously we've had Moni on, and you remember Moni, and she's a real, effervescent type of person that comes on. And we can see that Taylor's the same, and it obviously goes through all the gymnastics community. But recently, Taylor, and you can perhaps tell us a little bit more, but we had Berwick Leisure Centre compete as one club and Endeavour Hills compete as another club. But we've gone to one club and called Casey Gymnastics. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Casey Gymnastics has had its launch this year. The coaches are so excited about it. We all got new coaching tops. And we are just finally becoming one, which we have been for a long time, just going under separate names though. So now we can finally, you know, share all our knowledge between each other, compete as a big club, and we will soon be like one of the biggest providers in gymnastics. So that's so cool.
So just as you're aware, we've got roughly around 900 and I think about 80 gymnastics members at Berwick. We've got 920-ish. So around 1,900 gymnastics members at Berwick and Endeavour. Now, term one next year, we're planning to open our gymnastics facility next door at Casey Stadium. As well.
Okay,
so brand great. New, wow. Brand spanking new gymnastics facility. So we think within 2 years, we'll roughly have 1,000 members at Casey Stadium, Endeavour Hills, and at Berwick. So Casey Gymnastics will become the biggest gymnastics club, if it's not already, but the biggest gymnastics club in Victoria, if not Australia.
Extraordinary. Well done on that. Very exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really cool. We're really looking forward to it. So... yeah, stay tuned for that.
Oh, Will, I love that. Stay tuned as well. Radio talk already happening, Taylor. Well,
go you, Taylor.
Hey, great to have you join us for the first time, Taylor. Good luck with everything. You can cartwheel on the way back out as you cartwheel your way in. And, of course, Baz, as always, a pleasure.
It's been great to be here, and we'll see you next week.
Big week ahead for you.
Always a big week, Daz, and we've got this new staff coming on at Casey Arc that are proving to be a little bit of a problem, but I'm sure I'll get him into line.
Might take a bit.
19 minutes past 7, we thank the YMCA, as always, for joining us. Extra Butter, Cindy and Daz, with thanks to Colourfield Cafe, Casey Central.